Welcome back to Ant on the Move. Today we are looking at the Family Adventure Tour. So this tour is designed for people with younger families. I think they say here it's recommended for kids. I forget where this is at. Let me see if I can find that spot real quick here. Oh, it's recommended for guests, families with guests 10 years and younger. So I believe it's a shorter tour. I'm not seeing the details of how long this tour is. I was trying to find that and I'm not coming across that answer. If I find it, I'll add it in here, but I'm not seeing it currently. But this tour lets you see some animals as well as enjoy Sesame Street and some people there, new friends, Sesame Street characters, whatever the right term would be. You get to enjoy that. So let's look at what it says it offers here. So we got the facts and questions answered open up here. So it says here you get to experience some great animal experiences. So you get to have a feeding session at Stingray Lagoon. You get to feed a stingray, which would be pretty cool because it's very unique the way the stingrays eat. You can't just really hold the food up and hope that they come to you or toss it to them as easily, like with the sea lions. But you kind of have to put it underneath and have them eat. It's really cool. You get a feeding session there. And it says here, also at Pacific Point Preserve. So you also get to feed the sea lion. So that'd be cool. Get to see the difference between feeding a stingray and a sea lion. You also get to touch one of the warm weather penguins, and you have a dolphin encounter. So you get to see stingrays, sea lions, penguins, and dolphins. Pretty cool. And you also get to meet and interact with a Sesame Street character over at Sesame Street Land. If I had to choose one, I would hope it would be Cookie Monster, because who doesn't love a Cookie Monster? All I gotta say, cookies, monsters, be great. All right, you also, they want to make sure people have the question, do I get to touch any animals in the Family Adventure Tour? As it says, yes, a warm weather penguin and a dolphin encounter. So, warm weather penguin meaning you don't get to touch an emperor penguin because they're cold Antarctica, not a warm weather penguin. So it would be one of the smaller penguins that you would get to meet. So, one of the main differences between the Ultimate VIP Tour and the Family Tour is the length. This is a shorter tour, I believe. And the VIP includes your front of line access to rides, reserve seating at shows. But the Family, and it's also private. It's also a private tour. The Family Adventure Tour is a non-private tour. So make sure you're aware of that. This is you and other people will be grouped together to build out a tour. I believe it's like 20 people potentially could be the knockoff, 20, 25 people be the max, I believe, that they would do. But you do have to be grouped together and paired with other groups of guests. But it is good for those who have younger kids, but it does not include front of line ride access or reserved show seating. So if you're wanting that, you'd need to add that on later. So we see, I've already answered the animal encounters. We have that. This tour does not include theme park tickets. You will need to buy theme park admission. If you are a pass member, you get a discount on VIP tours. And that is across the board. It is saving as of 10%. So 10% off the tour. Not too bad. Can you purchase the Family Adventure Tour the day of my visit? I like to wait to the last minute just in case something comes up. You don't want to spend the money, then not be able to get a refund. Do you wait to the last minute? You can try, but especially right now as we're getting towards spring break, as we're going to be getting towards summer, I wouldn't advise it. If this is something that for sure you want to do, especially for like a birthday, don't wait till day of to do it. Make sure you purchase in advance so that you can know for sure you're going to get to do it. So you don't hype your kid up and they're like, oh no, we can't now because it's booked. That would not be fun. So what are the prices we're looking at? So prices start at $80, and let's go out and look at dates. So February has been very busy. It's been so warm here in Florida that things are much busier than normal, and so prices are a little bit higher. Interesting. March 23rd. There must be a spring break for someone. That sold out. So we're seeing the base price tends to be right now $109. The highest price I'm seeing out into March is $149. It's $119 a lot in April. So $149 is on the weekend, especially down to $109. Trying to see if any of these dates, maybe as we get out into fall, could any of them be down to 80? We got some 99s in September. September tends to be a little bit slower month. Kids are going back to school, so it's a little bit slower. So $99 per person seems to be the lowest price that I am seeing. Oh, that's interesting. That Saturday, there's no option. Saturday and Sunday. Huh, I wonder what's happening that day. Interesting. And of course, on days like Christmas, it's $149. And then they are doing it for New Year's, which is smart not to do that. So let's look at the day. It's $99. Does it tell us any additional? Oh, the additional fact we need to know is that this tour starts at 11 a.m., which is good. If you got a kid, you don't want to get up super early, this will be great. So any other details here that we need to know? We got to make a friend at Sesame Street, interact with dolphins and their moms. You get to meet them. Your kids cannot go on this alone. That is important to mention. All guests under 18 years of age must be accompanied by a paying adult. So if we add this to our cart here, so for one person, let's hit the checkout here. With taxes and fees, to tell us, covers taxes, administrative, and processing cost, it will cost you $110.43 per person. So let's say we want to do it for a family of four, it will put you up to $441.75 to do that. You can always go ahead and tack on, I'm not sure why I use the word tack on, add on, general parking, if you want to do all day dining with it, that's a good time to go ahead and do that as well. But you're looking at $441.75 for a family of four. So what do I think? Do I think the family adventure tour is a good deal? I think so. I would like to know how long this tour is, and I feel like I should have seen that somewhere. I'm assuming this is maybe a 4-hour tour at most, maybe between 3 and 4 hours, because this does take you it's along like the one side of the park, so it's like the Key West area. And then if you're going over to Pacific Point Preserve, that's pretty close proximity. So, and then penguins. So you don't have a long ways to go. So I'm assuming about a 4-hour tour, max, which for someone, you know, especially guests 10 years and younger, after 4 hours, you probably get a little bit antsy and want to do something else and not follow whatever the routine is. So that might be stretching a little bit. But yeah, I think this would be a good tour. If you're wanting to just introduce them to a couple different animals, if they really like Sesame Street, then this would be a fun way to let them interact with an animal, get to see their Sesame Street friends, and just do something special. So I think this would be a fun tour for them. So what do you think? Have you tried the Family Adventure Tour? Did you think it was a good deal? Not a good deal? Something that you plan on taking your child on? Let me know in the comments what you think. And if you have any suggestions for other videos you'd like me to make, please leave them in the comments. I had someone recently mention something that they'd like to see. So we're going to work on putting that together. Always looking for more ideas. So if you have one, let me know. But that's it for today. We'll talk to you next time on Aunt on the Move.